John le Carré at the Bodleian Library. To what do we owe our conscience? John le Carré once stated that all his fictional characters were, one way or another, navigating a world where duty to self is not necessarily duty to society. A new exhibition at the Bodleian Library in Oxford explores John le Carré's conscience, his personal, political and professional visions. Taking a global angle, the exhibition draws on an abundance of archival material bequeathed to the Bodleian Library Special Collections and made available to researchers, of whom I am one of the first. The exhibition, which Jessica Douthwaite curated with Professor of Criminology Federico Varese, takes le Carré's methodology as a starting point, exploring how he built fictions from real events, people and places. Of the 9 novels chosen for this exhibition, each sits within a broader global context, and each, whether implicitly or explicitly, pursues a political or social debate. Reading le Carré towards the end of his career, it's hard to believe that he was once viewed as a mouthpiece of the British establishment, the upper class, Oxbridge-educated, writerly former spy. And yet, many fondly remember him in nostalgic sepia tones that hark back to an era of plummy post-war accents, tweed suits and quintessentially British, poorly executed, spy manoeuvres. However, as he aged, he was increasingly criticised for being too left-wing and outspoken. This was especially the case with Donald Trump's first presidency and the Brexit referendum. Le Carré's privileged position as one of the UK's best-known, most profitable spy authors made him a ripe target for criticism. Also, with increased publicising of his real past as a spy, working for both MI5 and MI6, came accusations of hypocrisy. He once said of himself, "I am not a spy who writes novels. I am a writer who briefly worked in the secret world." Despite his misdemeanours, le Carré has always questioned how global systems and structures facilitate immorality, profit the richest, exploit the poorest, promote self-interest, and destroy the liberties that are supposed to constitute a free society. This exhibition showcases items and ephemera that have never been on public display. Visitors can see doodles and notes that reveal the inception of his characters and plots, and last-minute amendments that chime with the designs of his book covers. Through photography, field notes, handwritten drafts, correspondence, sketches and illustration, it charts le Carré's life and times through his practices. And I'm afraid I can't see who wrote that.